It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. On Thursday, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced a special legislative session next week aimed to provide new economic relief from the coronavirus pandemic and aggressive health restrictions that were put in place. Governor Lujan Grisham discussed a proposed $300 million relief package that would funnel federal relief funds already assigned to the state toward unemployment assistance, individual housing costs, and grants to small businesses. The governor made the announcement as health officials reported a daily record of over 3,600 new COVID-19 infections and 12 related deaths. Holiday House for Charity, an annual event presented by the artists of Picacho Hills, will be virtual this year. Emily Guerra talked to artist and member Dr. Paul Maxwell about this year's charitable donation recipients.
What is different this year?
We are doing our annual show, but this year it's virtual. In the past, we've done 2 days of an art show, usually in a local place such as St. Paul's Methodist Church area. And this year, because of the pandemic, we can't do that. So in-person events are not possible with art, but this year we're doing it virtually, and we've set up a special Facebook event for us to be able to sell our art and let people see what we have.
This year you're also doing something different. Your donation sales are going to Casa de Peregrinos.
Yes. In our past events, we would have a raffle of various donated art pieces, and then the money from that raffle would go to a local charity here in our area. This year, we have elected to provide 20% or up to 20%. A couple of artists are a little more and a little less, but 20% of the sales to the Casa de Peregrinos, which is a local food pantry serving our community. And we felt, given the situation for families and individuals here during this pandemic, that this would be an appropriate charity for us to help contribute to. And we hope to raise a bundle of money if that's possible. But it all depends on how well we do in our sales.
Tell me about this virtual event. It starts on Monday at 9 a.m., November the 30th, for 2 weeks through December the 14th. How many artists? What artwork is there? What can they expect to find on Facebook?
What we're going to do is we will launch a new Facebook page beginning on November the 30th, that Monday, and it will be dedicated specifically to the art that is being offered by our artists. There are some 16 of our artists, and roughly half of the association is participating. And we have everything from paintings, acrylics, contemporary paintings, representational type paintings, sculptures, ceramic work, jewelry, and even some whimsical hand-painted pieces of art that some of our artists are very talented. And then, of course, we have a number of new artists that are participating this year. And since this is a virtual event, we'll be posting links to the appropriate sites on Monday the 30th at 9. And, you know, this is the first time we've tried this as a virtual event. And again, as a focus on charity this year, we just felt that this would be the best way for us to participate in our community and dealing with both opening our art to our community as well as participating in trying to help the community in this time of need.
All of these new artists, do they also have their own website that you can see some of their artwork?
What we will be doing as part of the virtual event is we will embed in each of the pages the websites for each artist. Not all of them have a website, honestly. Those that don't, then they can certainly contact them through email and through their phone. In fact, that's the only way we'll be able to pull this off, is that people will have to pick out what they want to buy and then contact the artist directly and arrange for payment and how they would deliver the art to them. But we're trying to make it as easy as possible, given our limitation. This isn't a click-and-buy website that we're creating, but rather we're providing the information about the art and then allowing people to work with the artist to collect their purchases. But we are providing that information on each page, and we hope to make it as easy as possible for people to not only look at what's being offered, but also to buy it and get their potential presents for their family and so forth.
And so again, this is on your Facebook page, facebook.com/artistsofpicacho hills.
You can also go to our website, which is artistsofpicachohills.com. And at that website, you can look up the artist and you can, you know, get an advanced preview of what the artists are doing. What we are presenting on Facebook is they'll show you the special prices as well as the specific pieces that are being offered as part of this virtual event. But you can, in advance, you can certainly check out our website and see what types of art each artist is doing.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Dr. Paul Maxwell at our website, krwg.org.